AM1260TheRock.com presents the press conference welcoming Bishop Edward Mielecek as the 12th Bishop of the Diocese of Cleveland. To begin the press conference, here is Diocesan Administrator Father Don Alexiak.
Grateful that you're all here this morning for this press conference. There's some wonderful news for the Diocese of Cleveland and for our local church. I'd like to just begin with a prayer, thanking God for this day and for the gift of the announcement of our new bishop. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, good and loving God, we give thanks for this day, for the gift of our faith, the gift of the Church of Cleveland, and this opportunity to announce our new shepherd. We're grateful for the witness that Bishop Mielecek will bring to us, his faith, his commitment, his love for the church, and the ways that he, and working and cooperating with the Spirit, will continue to lead and guide us as we continue to unfold God's plan in our life. We turn to our Blessed Mother as we celebrate this Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel today for her intercession to guide him, lead him, protect him, and give him the strength that he needs to be the best of shepherds possible. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, my dear friends, today, the 16th of July, the Universal Church honors Mary, Mother of God, as St. Mary, our Lady of Mount Carmel. It's no doubt through her intercession, God has sent the people of Northeast Ohio a deeply spiritual and a faith-filled new shepherd to tend to the local church in the Diocese of Cleveland. This morning at 6 a.m. local time and 12 noon, the Holy See announced that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has appointed the next bishop of Cleveland. In the name of all the priests, the deacons, the consecrated religious, and the lay faithful, it is a blessing and a privilege to welcome you, Bishop Mielecek, who today has been appointed by Pope Francis to serve as the 12th bishop of the Diocese of Cleveland. In Bishop Mielecek, the Diocese of Cleveland is receiving a faithful and thoughtful and a joyful shepherd for Christ and his church. Just getting to know him briefly last night over dinner, he's a wonderful, kind, gentle soul. And we're really grateful that you're with us today, and the Holy Father has sent us to you. And I'm sure, Bishop, that the diocese will find, you will find in the diocese a true spiritual home filled with dedicated and devoted people, a family of faith that I am grateful to have had the privilege to serve as diocesan administrator during this interregnum. I look forward to working with you and proclaiming the gospel in Northeast Ohio. And I ask all Catholics and all people of goodwill in both the Diocese of Cleveland and across Northeast Ohio to pray for Bishop Mielecek that his new episcopal ministry will bear great spiritual fruit. And so at this time, I am delighted to welcome to the podium the guest who comes in the name of Christ, the Bishop Designate of the Diocese of Cleveland, Bishop Edward Mielecek. Bishop?
You get to see my face now. Here we are. Thank you so much, Father Alexiak. Are you sure you met me last night? It sounds like, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming today, and thanks to all who are watching this press conference, whether online or in other ways. It was a little over 5 years ago that I received a phone call from the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, the Holy Father's representative. And he told me that the Holy Father, Pope Francis, was asking me to become the Bishop of Greensburg. Now, to put this in context, at the time, I was the pastor of Holy Infant Parish, a relatively small parish just outside of Harrisburg, in the Diocese of Harrisburg. We had just broken ground for a new church. I mean, the footers had just been poured a few days earlier, and the Pope was asking me to leave without finishing the job. God had different plans than mine, and what could I say other than yes? Even still, I was bone-shaking nervous. I had only ever wanted to be a parish priest. I hope I still am just a simple priest at heart. I love being a priest. So I was ordained the Bishop of the Diocese of Greensburg 5 years ago on Monday, and I've been very happy there. In fact, I thought I would die there. I have a gravesite there. So God was laughing when about 2 weeks ago I got another call from the Apostolic Nuncio in Washington, D.C., now Archbishop Christophe Pierre. Beware of answering phone calls that have a 202 area code. After asking about my health, I think he was checking to see if I would keel over when he told me what he eventually did, he said, "The Holy Father has appointed you the Bishop of the Diocese of Cleveland." And I knew that life was changing for me again. So putting my faith in Jesus and confident in the decision of the Holy Father, Pope Francis, I said, "I accept." I think that came about 30 seconds after the question. There was a lot of silence. And Archbishop Pierre said, "I knew you would," with that friendly laugh of his. After I got the news, one of the first things I did was to call Archbishop Nelson Perez, the former Bishop of Cleveland, now Archbishop of Philadelphia, as you know. And he said to me, "Ed, I have two words for you. Lucky you." And I'm beginning to learn why he said that. This is a vibrant church with strong faith and friendly people and committed clergy. I know that because I Googled it. My guess is that you Googled me too sometime this morning. And I'm looking forward to walking with you as your new bishop and being part of our local church together. With every change in my life has come new blessings. And I cannot wait to see what blessings are waiting for me in this new diocese, my new home. So let me begin by thanking God for calling me first to baptism and then to priesthood and then to the episcopacy. And I thank my parents for giving me life. My dad is still alive. He's 102 years old and always in good spirits. My mom is cheering me on from the other side. I called my dad this morning at 7 a.m. And I said, "Dad, did I wake you up?" No, I'm good." I said, "Well, I have news." "Okay. I'm being moved by the Pope." "Okay." "I'm going to Cleveland." "Okay." "Okay, talk to you later." That was it. So I called my brother. I said, "I don't know if Dad knew it was me or not, but he'll figure it out." I also thank our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for entrusting me with 8 counties of this local church in northeastern Ohio. I'm truly humbled by the decision and feel unworthy of it. May God give me the grace to do what he is asking of me. I'm grateful to the Papal Nuncio, Archbishop Christophe Pierre, for making the announcement in Washington earlier this morning. He's been very kind to me these past 2 weeks. I certainly want to take this opportunity to thank Father Don Oleksiak for his kindness in welcoming me and his dedicated service as the diocesan administrator. His tireless service and dedication in this period of transition has been truly remarkable. But Father, you are not done yet. You have 2 more months before I come. Then I will assume the role of Bishop of Cleveland during the massive installation taking place on the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross, September 14th. I would also like to thank retired Bishop Anthony Pilla, retired Auxiliary Bishop Roger Grease, retired Bishop of Davenport, Bishop Martin Amos. I spoke with all of them this week. Great men, great warm welcome to me. Thank Abbot Gary Hoover from the Benedictine community and Father Don for assisting with the liturgies throughout the diocese while the search for a new bishop was underway. The work of the church continues even without a bishop, maybe sometimes better than with a bishop, I don't know. I'm extremely grateful to my predecessor, Archbishop Nelson Perez, who accomplished wonderful things here, even though he was in Cleveland only for a short time, 2.5 years. Among them, he strengthened our Catholic schools. He focused our attention on the dignity of every human being, and he made deep strides in connecting with our community. Our church in Cleveland is left with a strong foundation for which I am very grateful. I also wish to thank the diocesan senior staff and everyone else with diocesan offices for ensuring the continuation of smooth operations during this transition. Many of you are present here today. We met earlier today. I look forward to working with you. Thank you for your faithfulness to our church and to our people, especially during these very strange times. As I reflect on the path before me, I look forward to learning about the diocese, our diocese, and meeting our clergy, seminarians, religious, and all of the faithful. I truly love being with people. I really do. I learn so much from people, and I can't wait to be with you. But give me some time to pack and make the transition from Greensburg to Cleveland and from the Steelers to the Browns. And can I at least bring one terrible towel with me for old time's sake? Maybe you'll give me a dispensation. When this pandemic begins to wane, I hope sooner rather than later, I'm eager to visit the parishes, schools, and other institutions and organizations that make up this diocese and the vibrant faith community that it is, that is home to nearly 700,000 Catholics. That's an overwhelming number for me, by the way. I want to meet the people from across the diocese, from Ashland to Painesville, from Cleveland to Akron, from Lorraine to Worcester, and all the wonderful places in between. I also hear that there are some good eats here. I look forward to making my way to a few of them. Just look at me. The diocese is about 5 times larger than the diocese I'm coming from, so be patient with me. There will be a learning curve. I promise to do my best. I know I will make mistakes. Forgive me when I do. Like any big city and large diocese, we face many challenges. But it is true of smaller places, too. We have COVID-19, racial tensions, and political divisions. We cannot ignore these challenges. But as Christians, we trust that God provides for us. Christ is even now praying that we might all be one. Jesus leads us forward to a future full of hope. The gospel we proclaim is simple. Jesus Christ came to us. He died for us. He rose for us and told us to die to self so that we might rise again with him. We move from death to life. That is always the direction of our church, from death to life. It's the direction that our church offers society, death to life. The message of Jesus. It's the will of Jesus for us. This is a generous church in so many ways, and I promise to be generous with you as well. We will continue to respond to the needs of people through the Ministry of Cleveland Catholic Charities, which served over 400,000 people last year. Amazing number. I'm already proud of our Catholic Charities that offers services designed to respect the dignity of every person and build a just and compassionate society, bringing the healing presence of Jesus to areas of suffering. You need to bring Jesus to where there's pain. You bring Jesus to where there is pain. We will continue to build up our church together. I have to say how amazed I am at the generosity shown by the Catholic faithful in our community, who raised over $170 million in a successful campaign that benefited our entire diocesan church in the 8 counties of this diocese. Thank you for sharing your blessings. God gives us blessings not to be hoarded, but to be given away. You may be wondering who this person is from Greensburg. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I love his church. I'm a person who is always in awe that the Lord called me to ministry. That was as much a surprise to my high school friends as it was to me. Jesus has shown me great love. He is the source of my joy. I want to share that joy with everyone. I want to share him with you. I would like to take a moment now and direct my remarks to the faithful of the Diocese of Greensburg. I know that many of them are watching this press conference. Beginning around 6 a.m., my watch kept on buzzing that I got a new text. It just did right now. You're probably as shocked today as I was when I received that call from the Apostolic Nuncio 2 weeks ago. My dear friends, I am sad to be leaving the Diocese of Greensburg. This will not be an easy transition for me. But once again, I believe that God is asking me to move to a new place. Your prayers will make the change easier. Over these last 5 years, you helped me to learn how to be a bishop. You walked with me. You were always very kind to me. Thank you for that. Together, we did so much good with the help of God. I know that God will continue to do good things for you as I now begin to call Greensburg my former home. Remember that God is in charge of His church. I'm especially grateful to my brother priests in the Diocese of Greensburg who worked with me so hard and so closely, and those women and men at the pastoral center who made me look much better than I actually am. I will never forget my time in the Diocese of Greensburg. You will always be close to my heart. As an act of thanksgiving to God for my appointment today, I plan to celebrate Mass at noon in the magnificent Diocesan Mother Church, the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist, as we turn our hearts to God for all the good He has given to us, and as I ask for His help as we move forward. I'm humbled to have been chosen as the next shepherd of this great diocese. I hope to serve the Lord with gladness. Thank you for coming and for the opportunity to speak with you briefly this morning. Thanks to all the media for attending today. I appreciate your work. I look forward to getting to know all of you. And God bless you and those you love.